Probably nobody will come. The greatest illusion is probably the fact that someone other than ourselves will save us. In all cultures, there were and still are lots of very good ways and approaches shown to us of making progress with the topic of love, since nobody gets around this topic. However, nobody can pass their own responsibility for their own life onto somebody else. That would even be an imposition. We all have a yearning for harmony, peace, joy, health, happiness, partnership, for a life that is rich from within. Material things can make our lives easier, but scarcely quench the thirst for peace and happiness in our own hearts. Our own history afflicts us. Every now and again it appears like a peacock. That is why right now we are in the age of Aquarius, where love from outside increases and requires each one of us to go along with this elevation. We have to become active with this, everyone for themselves. We are on a conveyor belt where the speed is constantly increasing. There are lots and lots of opportunities for going along for the ride. We have the great gift of the clarity of nature, which reorganizes us again and again. There were and still are many gifted musicians and composers who created and still create soothing music for us, with music containing the unity of the world. There is my idea of the Santa Matrix, which is one of the many already out there or which are still to come, including especially in the direction of symmetry, and therefore a higher order. The Santa Claus Quadrology of Love reveals my intent on dealing with the topic of unconditional love, and perhaps this fits into the digital age in which we live. It is easy to understand and take advantage of the dynamic effect of love applied to the principle of sowing and reaping, based on the findings from biosensors and quantum physics. Without having to take another look at everything that used to be. But it is an illusion to believe that somebody will come to save us, i.e., to set us free from all our troubles. People can only do this for themselves, just for themselves, not anyone else. Many tears will flow in future for this, and that's a good thing when we finally let go of what we no longer need anyway. When we save ourselves from our fears and our disappointments and everything that is bothering us. It is easier to inspire 1,000 people than to carry one on your shoulders. There's a lot of truth in that. We should start to inspire ourselves, to save our own lives and selves so that we can carry ourselves. Then others will also be inspired by us. Nobody will come and do that for us. Perhaps we should also just be thankful for our own lives, for the mercy and the blessings, and stop wearing all of this out. P.S. We don't need another hero.